Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? J.P. Finley, Redskins Talk podcast. We're going real old school. The last podcast was old school recording. This one's even more so. I am in the car with Mitch Tischler. Mitch, how do you do, man?
What's up, mobile podcast unit?
This is legitimately the mobile podcast studio. Mitch is driving. I'm in the passenger seat. We got Tandler on the phone on Bluetooth. RT, you there, buddy?
I'm right here.
How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Of course you are. Excellent.
Always.
Are you on the Lazy Boy?
No.
Where the hell are you?
I'm at my desk. I have a comfy desk chair. That's where I chose to sit for this one. So.
It's a Sunday night, dude. You should be in the Lazy Boy. I'm worried about you.
Well, I was about to hit it until I got a little text message saying you want to do a podcast. So.
Well, I'm such a planner. I gave you like three minutes notice.
That's true. I should have jumped on it.
I figured Sunday night, Tanner, you'd be three IPAs deep watching like America's Got Talent or something.
No, Mitch, we got to talk.
What are you watching these days? What's on your rotation?
Not a whole lot. The Americans is done. Billions is done. Homeland.
Dude, I'm almost caught up on Billions. Much. I like Billions. That's a good show.
Billions is great.
You watch that, Mitch?
Billions is great.
I never got into Billions.
Mitch has a rule where Mitch won't start a show if it's already in its second season.
No. If it's after three seasons, I won't pick up a new show.
So Billions just finished the third season.
I know, I want to get into it. I'm going to get into it. Maybe when we're down in Richmond and I have a little spare time, I'll lay back and watch a couple episodes.
Speaking of Richmond, let's make a big announcement. That's pretty good. Mitch is doing a verbal drum roll while driving. I'm impressed. Podcast party is going to be August 4th. You already knew that. Tandler, do you know the location of the podcast party?
I do.
Taylor's always working those sources. All right.
Yeah.
We are going to Matchbox in Short Pump in Richmond. That's Mitch honking the horn on 95.
Let's go, baby. I'm pumped.
Yo, Matchbox was so good to us at our last podcast party in Ashburn. We're just going to keep it going, man. They got a great facility there, inside, outside. They're going to hook it up with another beer sponsor. This is going to be the biggest, best one yet. They got plenty of parking. All those kinds of questions will be answered. We'll have raffles, we'll have t-shirts, we'll have a free beer per person. It's going to be a serious throwdown.
It's
August 4th.
It's going to be a show, baby.
It's going to be a shit show. Let's be honest. Taylor, you fired up?
I am.
Are you going to go pizza or sliders at Matchbox?
I don't make these decisions.
The correct answer is both.
It's a game day. It's a game day decision.
Alright, so I'm fired up. The people at Matchbox are awesome. Go check them out. We will be there August 4th, and we're going to get after it. Mitch and I are in the car on the way to BWI on a semi-top secret mission. We'll probably reveal what we're doing later in the week. But really, the reason I wanted to get this podcast on the books is Redskins Twitter kind of blew up on Sunday. Bleacher Report. Is it Dan Pompey? Who was the author, Taylor? Do you know?
Yeah, it was Pompey.
So a good article, certainly. Pompey talked with Kirk Cousins and Kirk's father about his decision to go to the Vikings and kind of how they wooed. I think wooed is a fairly accurate word choice, how the Vikings wooed Kirk Cousins to Minnesota. There was nothing really new in there, I didn't think, but some of the quotes I found pretty interesting. And Taylor, I know you took exception, and you, hell, we've talked about this kind of at length, and I, it's tough because I don't want to do podcasts about Kirk Cousins, but like, it's still relevant for Redskins fans. So,
and he kind of is taking shots at the team a little bit.
Yeah, dude, it's kind of what he did throughout. RT, I want to go to you because you had a really good tweet about it, and we'll let you kind of launch the conversation.
Okay, well, here, let's just read it. Well, I'll read Pompey's tweet, and then I'll paraphrase
okay.
my comment when I retweeted it. This is from Pompey. Kirk Cousins is being counted on to lead like never before. Quoting Kirk Cousins, here, I'm known as the starting quarterback and a seven-year veteran. So I'm instantly giving a platform and a place to lead from. In Washington, I was the fourth round pick. Close quote. Okay, and I said, I started off not to stir things up on a Sunday morning, which I sure did.
I mean, I guess, we all did. It's fine.
Yes. This is one thing that bothered me about Cousins. If you're the starting quarterback and you're making $20 million a year, you have to be the leader.
Dude.
I don't care about your platform. I don't care if you were a first-round pick, an undrafted free agent, whatever the hell you were. You have to be the leader of that team. And don't give me this. I didn't have a platform.
Right. It's like the players in the locker room. But certainly by effing 2016 when you're making 20 mil, and absolutely by 2017, the players in that locker room, largely none of them were there in 2012 when you were a fourth-round pick. None of them were there in 2013 when the Shanahans were still coaching. It was a different coach. There had been two different GMs in that time. Like, it just seems like lame to me, dude.
It seems like little man syndrome. Like, it's like, at some point, and I liked Kirk a lot when he was here, but, like, get over it, man. Like,
right.
Grow up. At some point, you have to be the one that takes the step. You can't wait for somebody to bestow something upon you. You went and wanted to start his job. You took it. Go take it. Be the man.
Right. Like, there was nothing holding him back outside of what was in his mind holding him back. But let me say this. And if he took the slights of not getting a major deal from the Redskins, because let's be honest, the Skins screwed up too. They should have offered him a real deal. They never did. But, like, take those slights and say, F you, I'm going to be the man here, rather than, I mean, Chris Thompson came out and said it. Last year, Kirk was kind of one foot out the door. Like, he would say the right things, but we all kind of knew. And Chris Thompson said, like, players in the locker room felt it. Like, he didn't always assert himself because it seemed like maybe he wasn't going to be around long term. And I just feel like it's all fine with me. Like, everything Kirk did is above board. He played the game the best you possibly can to a tremendous net value. I think he's changed the way players are going to look at franchise tags forever in the NFL. But, like, I just don't get how you weren't the leader. You were the quarterback making $24 million. Like, what else do you need?
And I don't care about your, you know, whether you're under contract for next year or the following year. Listen, you know, a guy who is leading a sales team, a software company sales team, okay, he's the guy who's a leader of that, being counted on, he could get transferred, he could get fired, he could get promoted at any minute.
Right.
In the military, on, you know, the real serious leadership on the battlefield and war, I mean, those guys, they can get promoted, moved out, a new guy has to come in and do it. But while you have that job,
get killed.
Yes. But while you have that job, you need to do it absolutely the best you can, which a quarterback in the NFL, starting quarterback, includes leadership. And I just think that's kind of a, you know, again, I didn't like, and I like Kirk. I always got along with him well.
Right.
I could
we all think Kirk is a good person.
I don't want to be,
right.
I'm not slamming Kirk, but I just thought that was a weak, very weak thing to say. You know, put it if you want to lose the slight is incentive, that's fine. Tom Brady did a thing on NFL Films a few years ago where he talked about being a sixth round pick and how that motivated him, and he was almost in tears. Look, hey, if you want to use that as motivation, fine, but don't make an excuse for why you didn't do something in your previous location. Don't use it as an excuse for why you didn't do something in your previous location.
Also, part of being a good leader is being able to take the lumps that are coming from above you and make sure that doesn't get deflected to the people below you. You know, if you take these slights from GM and owner and management or whatever it is, he's got to have strong enough shoulders to absorb that and not have that be an issue as he leads the team onto the field every week. Like, that's just part of being a leader. That's part of you know, being the guy.
Totally.
Yeah. Once you walk out of that locker room, it's all got to be behind you. Forget it. It's done. It doesn't. You know, again, these are his own words. Somebody's saying, well, Kirk Cousins was a leader. And I said, well, look, I didn't say that. He said it.
Right.
He wasn't given a platform to lead from. That's not our words. That's not anybody else's words, but Kirk Cousins.
Here, so I think we're all pretty much agreeing there. Another part that stuck out to me that I wanted to talk about was Kirk talking about his contract in the article. The contract, as my agent Mike McCartney said, allows me to go out on the field every day and never think about money. The money is done. I can just go play football, and that's what I love. The last thing I want to think of is, if I throw for 200 more yards, I can get a $1 million bonus. I didn't want to do that. And while I think that is a comment more about contract structure and incentives and that kind of stuff, but while that is a conversation about, I believe he's talking about contract structure, that sure as hell kind of makes you wonder about some of the comments. Who said the thing about, like, not throwing it away to keep completion percentage high and taking sacks because he didn't want to throw the ball? Like, you got to wonder, because he said that, if he was playing football with an eye on stats previously until he got this fully guaranteed no-incentive contract. Like, it's a weird thing to say, and I think it speaks to his desire really to change contract structure, and he's done it. But did that one stick out to you at all, Taylor?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's like, you know, was he afraid, we're putting it another way, with throwing too many interceptions last year cost him money on this contract that he was going to, you know, hope to be able to go out and negotiate? You know, would a 25 interception team lower his value? And I think that's the other way of putting that. Because I'd say any big time, any big time quarterback contract doesn't have incentives. They might have some per game roster bonuses, but you know,
there's no quarterback that makes $1 million because of throwing for 200 more yards. Like maybe that's it if you're at, like, to get to 4,000 yards passing on a season.
You know, but maybe Case Keenum did last year,
or like Tyrod Taylor or something, right?
Right, Tyrod Taylor in Cleveland, something like that.
And the other part of that, RT, the other part of that is BS, is he was playing on a fully guaranteed 1 year franchise tag. So, like,
yeah, but he's
two years in a row,
right?
But he's talking about being concerned about getting that next contract after that 1 year,
yeah,
because he talks in the article about playing the season with a cliff in the end, and now he doesn't feel like that's the way it is or whatever. So I think that was more about that. But JP, when you talk about him changing the structure of contracts,
yeah,
certainly I think as far as way players look at transition tags and franchise tags, maybe, but I think his contract will depend on how he plays, whether that changes the way. I mean, if he ends up playing poorly for some reason,
and then he's got all his guarantee money,
that $84 million is going to look real bad.
Or, dude, if he gets hurt.
Or hurt.
I mean, that's the whole point of guaranteed contracts in the NFL. Real quick, I say you drop me off, unload everything, and then come back. Or do you want to just go to the park?
Sure, that's fine.
Either way.
Yeah, that's fine.
Just saves us having to carry all the stuff.
Yeah, we have...
hopefully everybody enjoyed that. We have
8 bags that we're currently traveling with. 4 of which probably weigh 80 pounds each.
And it's all this, like, rugged equipment boxes. This is not a convenient trip to the airport by any stretch. Taylor, I have a. Is there anything else to say? We all like Kirk. I just feel like he needs to turn the page and stop. The Skins screwed up the contract, but like at some point, I think Kirk's mindset needed to change, and it never did. That's where I'm leaving it. Anybody else? Anything to add?
No, I would agree with that.
I agree.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Look at his eyes right there. They never move. He's going there for sure. Mason Foster undercuts it, and it's ball game.
I am starting a series Monday morning. We are 10 days out from training camp, so I'm going to count down my 10 questions for training camp. A lot of angles have been covered. I think there's some stuff that has not. But my first piece is on the linebackers. So tell me what you guys think. Zach Brown, Mason Foster are roster locks. I think at this point, Josh Harvey Clemens looks like a roster lock because when Zach Brown wasn't at OTAs, it was Harvey Clemens out there with Mason Foster. So we know Will Compton is down in Nashville now. He's not going to be on there. So then you got Martrell Spate, Zach Vigil, and Sean Dion Hamilton. Last season, the Skins kept 5 ILBs coming out of camp. I don't know that it's a given they will, but I think they could. Assuming they only keep 60 linemen. Taylor, who are your 5 inside linebackers? I assume you have the same 3 definites as I do.
I think they keep 5 and then 4 on the outside. They usually keep 9 linebackers.
Right.
5 and 4, 4 and 5.
Well, and last year they had a little bit of leeway because Chris Carter could do a little bit of both, remember?
Right. Okay, so we got Brown, we've got Foster, we've got, and I agree about Harvey Clemens, and I'm going to go on the other two. I think I'm going to go Zach Vigil and Sean Dion Hamilton. They like Hamilton a lot. To me, that kind of reminds me, even though he probably doesn't have that close of the pass of the starting future, they traded up in the 6th round to get him. Which is exactly the same thing they did in the 6th round last year with Chase Rouye.
Right.
Nobody was quite sure where, you know, if he was going to make it. He seemed to be a bubble guy, but they trade up to get you. They've got a target on you. So I think he's going to stay. So I think Vigil, and I think Spate does have a chance to beat out Vigil, but I think Vigil will. Vigil played well enough last year. He started 6 games last year. I think he played well enough to stick around.
Well, that's what I said in the article is Spate, pedigree is probably the wrong word, but Spate has been with the team the longest. You know, he's well-liked in the locker room, but Vigil played better than him late last season. So I think a big part of it's going to be if Hamilton is healthy. You know, he's dealt with injuries throughout his career at Bama, but the way Doug Williams talked about Hamilton after the draft is like, it sounds like they view him as an answer longer term on a rookie deal that's going to cost them very little. And, you know, as we've seen in the NFL, more and more teams are positioning their roster so that they have at least like 40-50% of their roster on rookie deals. If that's what they're going to try to do, and if you believe in Hamilton, and certainly he's the kind of player that can make all the calls in the defensive huddle, all that sort of stuff, you're going to have to hang on to him somehow. I don't know. It's going to be an interesting spot to watch. Mitch, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think the important thing to remember last year when they needed somebody to call plays on the defense, Minuski went with Vigil.
Right.
And he talked about how much he trusted him in calling the defense and setting the guys correctly. I think Spate's a nice player, a good special teamer. But
he's not a good tackler, dude. Or his tackling last season lacked. He was lacking.
So I think, unfortunately, he's probably the odd man out, obviously barring injury.
Yeah,
plus he's on the last year of his contract.
Exactly.
You know, what are they going to want to do? Of course, Vigil, I think, has just 1 year left also. He might be restricted after this year. I'll have to check.
I think he would be restricted if it goes down that way.
Right.
I don't know. We'll see, man. It's a fun – I mean, because Richmond – I mean, hell, Taylor, we have to fill out all these position battles and all this, like, content. But, like, a lot of the position battles are more depth chart stuff than they are, like – like, we know who's going to start. It's going to be Foster and Brown. There's zero question about that. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think what Harvey Clemens gives them is, outside of Zach Brown, who's an elite athlete, Harvey Clemens is probably the next athletic linebacker. You know? I mean, because he was a safety at Louisville. He can move, man.
Hopefully he doesn't get broken in half. I really like this. Like, he added like 3 pounds this offseason. I know.
He's
hoping he had like 10.
He's skinny he
looks odd there, but you know, like I said, he's athletic. He plays well. I think they will have him going away from the line of scrimmage more than they have him going towards the line of scrimmage.
You know what's crazy with him is the role they envision for Sua Cravens, kind of that dime linebacker, whatever you want to say, like.
Yeah,
it wouldn't shock me if JHC kind of emerges in that role, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
All right, up or down vote, no wiggle room, pizza or sliders at Matchbox on August 4th, Mitch?
Both.
Taylor, up or down, no wiggle room?
Sliders.
Dude, I just like pepperoni pizza so much.
Their pizza is so good, but their sliders are also so good.
Yeah. Well, and Pete would vote for those onion straws. Pete is on vacation, by the way. Does everybody know that Pete's on vacation? Mitch and I are working our probably 19th hour of the day, and Pete's on vacation.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So
nobody deserves it more.
Nobody needs a break more than Pete. All right, RT. I think we're going to go. Any preview? Ooh, one other thing I want to Tuesday morning, my second part of the 10 questions in 10 days. One thing that we haven't talked about enough, and Taylor, don't write this between now and Tuesday, you thief. Kevin O'Connell's growing role. I dug into that a little bit. I think he's actually going to make an impact between Alex Smith and Jay Gruden, and I think it's for the positive. So look for that, too. Taylor, anything you want to tease coming this week?
No, I'm just looking at Monday I got the top 5 quarterbacks the Redskins face. Tuesday, top 5 wide receivers. So I'm just looking at kind of the
who are the top
best
5
of
QBs?
What's on the schedule?
Breeze, Rodgers. Breeze, Rodgers, Matt Ryan. Who else?
Does Tom Brady make that list?
Carson Wentz.
They're not playing. Yeah, they got Wentz twice, and I am not buying for a moment this Nick Foles quarterback controversy nonsense. And
Tom Brady in the preseason?
Tom Brady in the preseason does not count. You think Brady plays in that game?
He might hand the ball off 3 times.
Deshaun Watson of the Texans.
That's your 5th?
Number 5. Yeah.
Damn, you got him over
Blake Bortles?
Bortles.
Okay, here's the best of the
what if
stuff.
What if Andrew Luck plays week 2?
Jameis Winston?
I don't know. He hadn't played in over a year. I put on my best of the rest. Let me read this real quick. Cam Newton, Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota.
Hold on. You got Deshaun over Cam?
What?
You got Deshaun. 6 games of Deshaun Watson has you putting him over Cam Newton?
Yes.
Wow, Taylor. That's ballsy, sir.
Wait, did Pete put this list together?
That's how I roll.
Yeah, is this a Pete list?
That's how I roll.
Is this a Pete list? Up or down vote?
I'm a believer in Deshaun Watson.
Wow, the baby boomer meter is really going for Watson.
Yeah, man, wow. All right, Taylor, I'm proud of you, dude.
And I like Cam. I'm a big fan of Cam, but I think Watson, I think he does the same things better. I think he's a more accurate passer, and he's faster, so I think he runs better.
Wow, but he doesn't run people over like Cam. But either way, that's cool. That's a good list. All right. August 4th, Matchbox in Richmond. Short Pump. Is it the Short Pump Mall? What the hell do you call it?
I don't know exactly.
Well, it's outside. It's not in the mall. It's like on an out parcel in front of the mall. It's right on Broad Street.
Hey, make sure you leave your reviews.
Yeah, dude. We need 350 reviews.
And we're all in bolo ties.
And we're all wearing bolo ties. What a weird bit that is. Thank you guys very much for listening. Watch, check my Instagram. Things could get pretty weird on this secret mission Mitch and I are on. Instagram is JPFinley3. What's your Instagram, Mitch?
Same as my Twitter, Mitch_Tischler.
And Tandler, what's your Instagram?
Rich Tandler.
All right. There you have it, folks. Find us on Instagram. If you made it this far, owe you beers.